Chapter 1. The USSR at the Moment of Collapse. In December 2012, in a judicial hearing in London into the death of Alexander Litvinenko, a former operative for the Russian FSB who for some time had been a virulent critic of President Vladimir Putin, Hugh Davies, the counsel to the inquest, stated that evidence possessed by the British government established a prima facie case in the culpability of the Russian state in the death of Alexander Litvinenko. In July 2014, as relations with Russia deteriorated, British Prime Minister David Cameron announced that he would let the public inquest proceed. At the center of the inquiry was a claim by Litvinenko's widow that at the time of his 2006 death by polonium-210 poisoning, he was providing evidence to Spanish authorities about Russian mafia links to the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin. The inquest pointed to the tangled web of relations between the Russian state and the mafia, relations that were known to Western governments and much discussed in U.S. cables released by WikiLeaks. In particular, a series of events in Spain underlined what had become an interlocking network of associations and clan-based politics centered on Putin. First, there was the arrest in Spain in 2008 of the reputed leaders of the St. Petersburg-based Tambov-Malyshev organized crime group, including Gennady Petrov and Alexander Malyshev. Then there was the warrant for the arrest of Vladislav Reznik, who was the co-chairman of the ruling United Russia Party and chairman of the Duma's Finance Committee. Finally, there was the revelation that Communications Minister Leonid Raymon owned a beachfront house in the same resort in Mallorca as Petrov, who introduced him to potential Spanish partners, and that Raymon himself was under investigation by Spanish authorities. All those under investigation in Spain came from St. Petersburg, and all were close associates of Putin as they rose up together from the early 1990s onward. This incident goes to the heart of whether, as Spanish prosecutors stated in classified briefings to U.S. and other Western governments made public via WikiLeaks, Russia under Putin had become a virtual mafia state in which state structures operate.